Hi, I'm David Delegator. Today, we're going to talk about something that doesn't turn up at party conversations in Cincinnati very often. We're here to talk about fly fishing. And our two guests today, Jim Voda and Haruka Mizoguchi, are here from BUF, which is the Buckeye United Fly Fishers. And we're going to talk about a few different things. They have a show that's coming up in short order that will appeal to fly fishers anywhere within 50 miles of Cincinnati. But first of all, fly fishing is not a sport that occurs that often in Cincinnati. When you think about Cincinnati, you think about guys going out the ponds and fishing for bluegill and crappies. They use lures. Fly fishermen don't use lures, do they?
No, they don't. Well, you could call them lures, but it's mostly made of a hook with, say, feathers, some chenille, other synthetic materials that are tied onto the hook.
So the main difference between fishing with a lure and fishing with a fly is what?
Well, with the lure, you're throwing the weight of the lure. Okay, you've got monofilament attached to it, so it's easy to throw that weight. With the fly fishing, the lure or the fly is very lightweight. It's almost weightless. And the line itself is thick. It has the weight, so you're basically throwing the line. The method of throwing the line or casting, we call it fly casting. You can do it proficiently or not. It takes a lot of practice, a lot of effort to get good at it, but you can do it with minimal effort. Well, in the Cincinnati area, we have several lakes, several rivers. You have the East Fork Lake, the East Fork River, the Little Miami. You have the Great Miami. You have the Whitewater River. And in those bodies of water, you can get smallmouth, buffalo, carp, largemouth bass, gar, occasionally something like a muskie, hybrid striped bass. The closer to the river you get, you run a chance of getting striped bass. Now you go to Mad River, further north by Urbana, which is only an hour and a half away, you will be into trout. The state stocks trout, browns, and rainbows up there. You go into Dayton. The Mad River is a very nice smallmouth stream. There are several other streams in the area up there that we fish all the time. You go over to Brookville. The headwaters there, you can get white bass. The tailwaters, they have trout. If you're interested in something bigger with teeth, you can go to Caesar Creek, fish for muskie. You can get a 30-pound fish up there, 48, 50 inches. Same thing over at Brookville. It's a very lesser-known muskie fishery. Indiana stocks a lot of their lakes throughout the state. Anything left over, they put in Brookville.
So anybody that wants to learn more how to actually fly fish, what does BUF do?
BUF is an organization of like-minded fly fishers, people interested in the sport. And we do conservation, education, and we do trips and social events. To learn, if you get involved with BUF, we have classes throughout the year. We run fly casting classes, fly fishing 101 sessions, fly tying classes. We have trips, say, to North Carolina, Kentucky, sometimes in Michigan.
BUF is not in any way limited in its membership. There are women fly fishers. Tell me a little bit about your involvement.
So BUF is a very inclusive organization. And as a part of BUF, we have a women's group interested in fly fishing. It doesn't matter how experienced you are. You could be totally novice. That's where I started. I had no prior experience. What we do as a women's group is we provide opportunities for women to meet, interact, and go fishing together and have fun. And then also what we do is we create very friendly and encouraging environment for women anglers to learn sport of fly fishing. It really a lot of the camaraderie building kind of a group.
Well, you can fly fish for anything. I mean, you can fly fish for tuna.
Yes.
For tarpon, for marlin, any of the big fish in the Gulf. People that think of fly fishing, they see a guy with brook trout or some other kind of trout on the end of the line, but it's not at all limited. Well, let's talk a bit about the show that's coming up. What are people likely to have a chance to see and do?
Well, we have several speakers. Gary Borger, who is our main headliner this year, is probably the number one knowledgeable fly fisher in the country. He taught up in Madison, Wisconsin at the University of Wisconsin for many, many years, fly fishing. He's got several books. He's going to do several talks and demonstrations on the pond. We have local people. Jason Ricketts from Loveland Canoe. He's going to be there and talk about fishing from a kayak or a canoe. We have Ted Nicholson from Delamere and Hopkins talking about warm water fishing. Shannon Messer from North Carolina, well-known fly tier, will do demonstrations on tying flies. Mike Schmidt, another well-known fly tier, will be there demonstrating flies. And we have a member of our own club who is getting well-known for smaller flies, Jeff McElravy. We have a lot of vendors, fly shops that will have booths selling material. We have a casting pond where we can try casting rods. We have other areas where fly tying demos will be, guides coming in to talk about trips that they will provide or be able to provide. And I'm doing a fly fishing 101 course in the morning, showing novices how to get involved in the sport. And we have also in the afternoon a women's open forum talking about just issues in fly fishing with women. So there's a lot going on that you can get involved with.
What's the where and when?
It's at the Oasis Center in Loveland. It's February 1st, Saturday, and it's from 9 o'clock till 4 o'clock. It's only a one-day show.
One day?
Yes.
People that are interested in getting information on the Buckeye United Fly Fishers.
We have meetings every first Wednesday of the month at the Voice of America Park, the north end of the park. They have a center there. They're from 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock. As far as getting a hold of us, beside that, you can go online. There's a lot of information there, a lot of things on local fishing. You can see our newsletter.
So there are other chapters of fly fishing clubs?
You have Northern Kentucky Fly Fishers. You have up in Dayton, you have Miami Valley Fly Fishers. Up in Columbus, you have Trout Unlimited. And then you go further north, you've got the Mohican Fly Fishers. And if you want, there's others further north.
The show's been going on for how many years now?
Oh, we have been putting it on for about 40 years, I think it is. I know the club started in 1978.
Thanks for being here. Our guests have been Jim Voda and Haruka Mizoguchi from the Buckeye United Fly Fishing Club. It's a wonderful event and a great get-together. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegator.